Proclamation number 7784 of 31st of December, 1960. Mental bonding with God. You will certainly succeed in transforming yourselves into love if you seriously strive to come closer to your Father in heaven. For this will only arise in you when you have already ignited the spark of love within yourselves, when the eternal love itself can already express itself in you by driving you from within ever more into loving activity. Then the bond with me is already established and your striving is meant for me, even if it is still unconscious at first. And if only again and again thoughts arise in the human being which have me as their content, be it questions or quiet requests or a mental dialogue with the one whom he acknowledges as his creator, then he will always give me the right to unite with him and to have an effect on him from within, and then he will come ever closer to me, but he will also increasingly develop the love within himself. And he will irrevocably reach his aim, for I will truly never let him, and my love is so strong that it will also surely draw him to me without me forcing his will. The human being is indeed still afflicted with all kinds of shortcomings and weaknesses, but through the right attitude towards me, through it all for good and truth, he will also be able to overcome these weaknesses, because love gives him strength and he will again and again be urged by me to love. Making me the content of his thoughts must also bring the human being closer to me, for these thoughts are already the conscious or unconscious acknowledgement of me. These thoughts also testify to the belief in a God and Creator, and they are therefore a very safe path to me, because I myself can grasp the person who cherishes me in his thoughts. Because such thoughts already form the bridge between the human being and me, which then no longer leaves me inaccessible but can be entered at any time. This is why the human being can still be unfamiliar with the right knowledge, but he will irrevocably attain it. For this mental bond with me contributes towards clarifying his thinking, so that I myself can influence him in every way, so that he can easily be guided in his will and actions. And therefore it is a great blessing if a person succeeds in directing his fellow human beings' thoughts towards his God and Creator, if he causes him to think through questions, if he mentions a God who is love, wisdom and might and who wants to be the father of his creatures. Everything that can direct a person's thoughts towards me is a blessing, for only when he voluntarily moves such thoughts within himself do I have the right to influence him, and then I truly make use of it. The human being's freedom of will prevents me from influencing him first, for he has to take the path to me himself and free will. But then there is also a guarantee that he will strive towards the right aim, for the God whom he seeks will never let him go. And thus every person is blessed into whose thoughts I become active, and he will soon feel a blessing, for my love takes hold of him and urges him to work with love. And the love in him will truly grow, his nature will change into love, he will mature in his soul, he will come to realization because now my spirit can also work in him. And he will attain life and no longer lose this life eternally. Amen.